Joining us for his dream team interview is Grandview track and field athlete Owen Johnson, competing in the pole vault, 110-meter hurdles, 4x100-meter relay, and 4x200-meter relay teams, and a state qualifier in the pole vault and the 110-meter hurdles. Owen, congratulations on being a dream team member, and kind of tell us what this means to you to be on dream team.
Well, thank you very much, and getting an award for doing something you love is always fun, but just to have the opportunity to have it known by more people is a step higher than that, and it's just a great honor, and it just feels great.
You know, it's one of those things where, you know, every athlete that makes Dream Team is an athlete that works hard at everything. If it's a one event in track and field, or if it's three or four events, you work as hard as you can in each one. Tell us exactly what goes into your hard work. What exactly do you do to sort of get yourself ready to be as strong as you are in all the events that you participate in?
One big thing that I always try to focus on is stretching. And I know that a lot of athletes don't usually think that it's a serious thing, but stretching is another one of my big things, because I see all these athletes saying, like, they get their muscle torn or something gets out of place or broken, and I just want to give my body the best chance that it has, and that starts with warming up. And I usually take an hour to warm up, and after that I just get straight and I focus on what I need to do, no matter if it's hurdles or if it's my relay team. I always have 100% of my focus on that. And one thing that I don't know if every single athlete does this, but it makes good athletes great, and it's staying after practice or staying later than everyone else to tweak what you need to do or just fix things that you alone can fix. And I feel like putting in more and more time can just really make you beyond.
I'm going to go ahead and read you something, Owen, that your coach Michael Lloyd said about you, and I just sort of want to get your thoughts after you hear what he said when he nominated you for Dream Team. He said, "Owen is able to continue his craft at the next level, going to Columbia College, because he's very dedicated to his sport. He will be successful because of his ability, his grit, and his work ethic on the finer details of the sport. He enjoys passing along his passion for the sport. He continually coaches up his peers and is excited to see them excel on their own accord. He embodies what this sport can produce. We were lucky to have had him on our team." What do those words mean to you, Owen?
Well, Coach Lloyd, he was one of my best friends at Grandview. He was in some of my classes and just working on his stuff, and I would always talk to him outside of class, and just even at practice we would just goof off, and we established that good relationship. So hearing those words come from him, it's like getting a nice pat on the back from a parent. Just hearing that admiration just means a lot, and I'm once again honored that he feels that way.
Yeah, I was going to say those are very powerful words that he uttered there. Let's talk about your career at Grandview. Yes, you were selected for the Dream Team based on what you were able to do this year, qualifying for state in the pole vault, also the 110-meter hurdles. But if you go back to 2015, I'll read these off real quickly and just sort of ask you what's one of your favorite accomplishments. But 2015, you were all district in the 110 and 300 meter hurdles, all district in 2016 in the 300 meter hurdles, and you qualified for state in the 110 meter hurdles in 2016 and 2017. You finished fifth place in the class three pole vault meet in 2017, and then this year, as I said, a state qualifier for pole vault and 110-meter hurdles, setting personal best in the pole vault with a 15-foot jump, and then your time on the hurdles, 15.56 seconds. When you think back on all your accomplishments, all 4 years of high school, what sort of jumps out to you and why?
Well, just knowing that your PR goes up and just that your time goes down, anyone's going to be excited about that because you've worked your butt off, but just training and training and training just to see those results get better and better. And for me personally, the 15-foot jump is probably my, I can say my highest achievement, because, you know, as soon as you get over a bar or just run your best time, you know that it's finally worth it, or you know that you're making progress. And I feel like that's where I was. I put in enough work to get over that little hurdle just to show that I've been putting in the work. And I feel like that is probably my favorite. So
nice little track pun there, Owen, with the whole, you know, final hurdle thing. That's pretty good.
Thank you.
No problem. I got to give credit where credit's due. Columbia College, that's where you're going. Tell us what you're looking forward to most about college and what you're going to be studying.
Well, my coach, for one, Tracy Jex, he's a great guy. I met him a couple times when I was going to visit and looking around, and he made it a really easy choice for me because he's a great guy. He's really nice. He told me a little about what the program was as a whole, and I feel like that's what just captured my attention towards Columbia College, was the great team that I saw and the great work ethic and just the all-around family of the entire team. And I'll be studying nursing, so it's a pretty good school to go to for that.
All right, very well. Well, that's best of luck in the nursing side. Now, Brian and Karen, your dad and your mom, take a moment and just sort of tell us what they've meant to you on your journey through high school.
Well, I mean, number one, they've always been my biggest supporters. Whenever I say I want to go to this meet or I want to go to this club, they've always been just for it and 100% with it, no matter what. No matter the time that it takes to drive to that meet, or no matter how much money it is, just it's really meant a lot. And before I race, I can always just hear my mom or my dad just start, you know, cheering, and they're just like, "Come on, come on!" And it's just meant a lot. It's just given me the greatest motivation that I can have, just to make them proud.
Owen, congratulations once again on making Dream Team. Best of luck at Columbia College, and thanks for being with us today.
No problem. Thank you.